你们听说过
Who has heard of the umbrella movement?
这个雨伞运动吗
？Okay, it happened in Hong Kong.
在香港。
So it was mainly a protest.
这是一个
示威。
示威抗议。
Okay, maybe Isabel can come and sit at the front there. so the Hong Kong people were protesting that they weren't able to democratically vote and select their own leader. So they were protesting to the Chinese government.
他们示威，向中国政府示威啊，对他们这个来选择他们的这个领导人。
There are some people in Hong Kong who hold deep resentment towards Chinese people.
很多香港人呢，对这个中国内地人都有着一些不满的情绪。
Because they felt that ever since the return, their precious way of life had been somehow changed and intruded by the Chinese government and the people whom most likely they share ancestry with.
因为他们觉得呢，自从香港回归以来，他们的出生地香港被改变了很多，并且他们习惯的生活方式也被中国政府和与着他们有着共同血脉的中国内地人侵入。
And when many people dreaded the return.If you will remember, a lot of people were immigrating, you know, right before 97. So after the return happened, a lot of tension was created.
在这个回归之前呢，很多人都移民了。所以说呢，很多很多人都非常害怕回归。
And so, all these tension and conflicts, climaxed to the umbrella movement in 2014.
在回归之后呢，创造了很多的紧张局势，最终导致了2014年的这个雨伞运动。
As we can see throughout history, we can see that a lot of people, it's very easy for people to dislike another group of people because of various reasons, conflict of interest being one of them.
在整个这个历史当中呢，由于种种原因，人们是很容易讨厌另一群人，利益冲突呢是其中之一。
In the ancient time, the Jews and the Samaritans don't get along with each other either.
在过去的这个时代，犹太人和撒玛利亚人合不来。
The Jews disliked the Samaritan to the degree that if there's a Samaritan family in our church and a Jewish person comes to our Friday night dinner, he would refuse to use the plastic plates because it has been used by a Samaritan person.
犹太人不喜欢这个撒玛利亚人到了一定的程度，就是说，如果我们的教会如果有撒玛利亚的这个人的家庭，如果犹太人来到我们周五晚上的这个聚餐的话，他会拒绝使用我们的这个餐盘，因为这个餐盘可能会被撒玛利亚人使用或触摸过。
In Jesus' time, so the Jewish people they don't share these utensil or bowls with the Samaritan people.
在这个耶稣的这个时代呢，犹太人是不和撒玛利亚人共同使用东西的。
So why this feud?
为什么如此的不和呢
？And who are the Samaritans? Who are the Samaritans?
他们这个撒玛利亚人他们是谁呢
？So the Samaritans are actually a group of people that shared ancestry with Jewish people.
撒玛利亚人呢，其实是和犹太人一起这个有着共同的这个历史背景的。
So they are actually a mixed blood between Jewish and Gentile.
他们其实是这个混合在一起的这个
犹
太人和外邦人。
Yeah. So in 722 before Common Era, when the Assyrians captured the Jews as war captives.
在公元前722年呢，当亚述人把大部分犹太人作为战争俘虏的时候
，So in order to keep the land habitable, they moved people from other regions, different people groups to the land of Samaria.
为了保持这个土地始终适宜居住，他们把其他的犹太人群体迁移到了撒玛利亚。
不是犹太人，就别的外邦人。
外邦人。
Yeah. So when different people group moved to Samaria, they brought their own religion with them.
当这个撒玛利亚人当这个撒玛利亚的人移到这个土地的时候，他们把撒玛利亚的宗教也带了。
No, they weren't called Samaritans then. They were just different people groups.
Okay.
Second Kings 17 told us that each national groups made its own gods.
列记王下十七章说，各族之人在所住的城里，各为自己制造神像。
So these Gentiles mixed their own religion with the Jewish religion.
所以他们把这个撒玛利亚的这个教义呢，也和犹太教混在了一起。
And when these the Jewish people that are left in the land would intermarry with these outsiders, foreigners.
留在撒玛利亚的很少数的犹太人呢，也许这些也与这些外邦人通婚了。
So the result was their children are mixed between Jewish and Gentile.
所以说这些当这些发生的时候呢，他们的孩子也是混合着他们所血脉的孩子。
And gradually their religious practice were mixed up as well.
所以他们的宗教信仰呢也是混合在一起的。
So these mixed children and their descendants are known as the Samaritans.
所以说这个呢就成为了撒玛利亚人。
So Jews and Samaritans actually have the same ancestors.
所以说呢，犹太人和撒玛利亚人有着共同的血脉。
In 2 Kings 17:33, here is a description.
在列记王下十七章三十三节说
，They worship the Lord and they also serve their own gods in accordance with the customs of the nations from which they had been brought.
他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神，从外邦迁移，就随何邦的风俗。
Now we know that the idea of mixing is a huge taboo for the Jewish people.
我们知道呢，这个混合在一起的这个呢，对犹太人来讲是一个很大的禁忌。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们是神拣选的人。
It's about purity.
是表示很纯粹的。
It's about setting apart.
混合在一起呢，就是关乎与神分离。
So the Samaritan people were worshiping the Lord Jehovah and also at the same time their idols.
所以说呢，撒玛利亚人当时除了神以外，还敬拜其他的偶像。
So the Jewish people despised the Samaritan people.
所以这个犹太人呢，看不起撒玛利亚人。
In Jesus' time, when a Jewish person needs to travel through the land of Samaria, he will actually take the long route to in order to avoid coming to contact with Samaritans.
在耶稣的时代，当一个犹太人需要经过撒玛利亚地的时候，他们宁可走更远的路，就是为了避免撒玛利亚人和与撒玛利亚人有接触。
So at that time, Jesus was in Judea and he was going to Galilee.
他们是要从加利利
要从犹大
到加利
利。Yeah. Okay. So they were actually.Usually, okay, the Jewish people would take the long route instead of going through Samaria.
他们会走这个比较远一点的路，来取代这个直接的这个道路，可以直接到这个加利利的地方。
Okay, I'm trying to say that usually a Jewish person would do this, okay, but that's not what Jesus did.
这个不是耶稣所做的，但是是很多犹太人的做法。
So today's story is one we're very familiar with. It's aboutThe encounter of a Jewish man and a Samaritan woman.
今天的这个故事呢，是我们一个所很熟悉的关于一个犹太人与撒玛利亚妇人交谈的故事。
So now we're going to read from chapter 4 all the way from verse 1 to 26.
我们现在读一下约翰福音四章一到二十六节。
You can read in Chinese or you can read in English.
你可以用中文或英文读。
Let's read together. 主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就离了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，这天雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正。有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利人妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早就给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各从这水赐给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水， 难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道以赛亚，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。 OK, thank you.
谢谢。
For other Jews, what Jesus was doing is unthinkable.
对于其他的犹太人，耶稣所做的是不可以想象的。
What is he doing talking with a Samaritan woman?
他怎么能和一个撒玛利亚的妇人说话呢？
Before we, after we read through the whole conversation, we realize that Jesus' intention is to tell this woman who God is and draw her closer to God.
当我们整个读完了这个经文之后呢，我们知道耶稣的目的是告诉妇人神是谁，并让她与神亲近。
And from this conversation, we can learn a lot of things about God.
通过这个对话呢，我们可以学习到很多的关于神的信息。
We draw four points.
我们有四个小点。
The first one,
第一点是
God's love knows no human boundary.
神的爱不能被人限制。
All over the world, we see feuds or vendetta between people groups, between states, between ethnic groups, or people of just different skin color.
在全世界的范围内呢，我们看到人与人之间、国家与国家之间、民族之间、不同皮肤颜色的人之间的不和和积怨争斗。
Human beings easily draw up lines between us and them.
人们呢会经常的非常简单的画一条线来区分我们与别人。
We are good, they are bad.
我们很好，他们很坏。
Resources are for us, not for them.
资源呢是给我们的，不是给别人的。
God is for us, not for them.
神是为我们来的，不是为他们。
We are good, they are bad.
我们是好的，他们是坏的。
But God is not like that.
但是神并不是这样子的。
Jesus exemplifies the love of God by going to a Samaritan woman.
耶稣去和撒玛利亚的妇人交谈，向我们证明了神的爱。
This is something other Jewish people wouldn't do.
这是一件其他的犹太人不可能做的事情。
But Jesus is no ordinary Jewish man.
但是耶稣并不是普通的犹太人。
In Acts 10:34.
在使徒行传十章三十四节。
Oh, sorry. Peter says this.
彼得就开口说。
I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear Him and do what is right.
我真看出神是不偏待人。原来各国中那敬畏主、行义的人都为主所悦纳。
Christianity is never a weapon we can use against other people.
基督教从来都不是我们用来与人对立的武器。
Christianity is for everyone who wants to be a part of it.
基督教是为了每一个想成为他一份子的人所预备的。
Next, we see that God is the one who satisfies our deepest spiritual needs.
下一个呢，我们就看到了唯有神的爱能满足灵里的需求。
Which cannot be quenched by worldly things.
是不可能是被这个世间的事情所左右的。
Jesus said this.
耶稣说。
Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks this, the water I give him will never thirst.
凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Water represents material things that our body needs.
水呢代表了我们身体所需要的物质。
But God created us to be spiritual beings.
但是上帝创造我们为属灵的。
Our spiritual needs can only be fulfilled by God through Jesus.
我们属灵上的需求呢，也只能通过耶稣来实现。
This Samaritan woman knows that she needs to fulfill her bodily needs with water.
这个撒玛利亚妇人知道她需要水来满足她的身体需求。
She had also been trying to fulfill her emotional needs by looking in other men's arms.
她还试图通过寻找不同的男人来满足她的情感需求。
That's why she's had so many husbands.
这就是为什么她有这么多的丈夫。
But no water nor husbands can fulfill her spiritual needs.
但无论是水还是丈夫都不能满足她对属灵的需求。
Timothy overruled me. Let me just wait. Okay, so the third point is,
第三点就是
God does not want his worshippers to worship him merely in format and outward appearance.
神要爱他的人用心灵和诚实拜他。
Are we good? Not yet?Verse 21, Jesus says this.
第二十一节说
Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
So now, a historical context. The Samaritan believed that the place of worship is on Mount Gerizim.
由于一些复杂的历史原因呢，撒玛利亚人相信敬拜神的地方是在基利新山。
Before the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, God commanded Moses to announce on Mount Gerizim the blessings of God if they abide by God's laws.
在他们的祖先进入迦南地之前，神命令摩西在基利新山宣布，如果他们遵守神的律法，神将赐福于他们。
And also God asked Moses to announce the curses of God on another mountain called Ebal.
神呢，也命令摩西在以巴路山宣布，如果他们违抗神的命令，将受诅咒。
So for the Samaritan people, they feel, oh, okay, so if the blessings are on Mount Gerizim, then that's where we want to worship.
所以呢，在这个基利山基利新山代表了神的祝福。撒玛利亚人相信那是敬拜神的地方。
And the Jewish people, of course, believe that they should be worshiping in Jerusalem, where the Solomon's Temple is.
当然，犹太人相信他们在耶路撒冷的所罗门是庙敬拜。
Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "It actually doesn't matter where you worship."
耶稣呢对妇人说，你在哪里敬拜并不重要。
When we worship God, it's not about what we do in formality or our appearance.
当我们敬拜神的时候，敬拜并不是关于形式和外在表现的。
So verse 24, Jesus said,
24节耶稣说
God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
This phrase is very commonly known among Christians.
这句话在基督徒当中呢是非常常见的。
But I'd like to take it apart a little bit.
我想要分开的讲一下。
In the Greek language, the word truth has three meanings that are relevant in this context.
在希腊文当中呢，诚实一词有三种与上下文相关的意思。
Okay, this is the Greek aletheia.
这是这个希腊文。
Close enough. Okay, first of all, it can mean reality.
第一个呢，它可以是真实的意思。
On Friday night during Bible study, someone made this comment.
在周五晚上的圣经小组学习的时候，有一个人说了这样的话。
He said, "You have your truth, I have my truth. We have different thinking and different backgrounds. Why not just respect each other?"
你有你的真理，我有我的真理。我们有不同的想法和不同的背景，为什么我们不能彼此的尊重对方的想法呢？
And at that time, Moses gave a very clever response.
然后那个时候呢，摩西给了一个非常有趣、非常聪明的解释。
The Moses in our group, okay, not the Moses in the Bible.
摩西弟兄，我们教会的摩西弟兄，不是圣经中的摩西。
Okay, he said, "You know, you are not the only one thinking that."
你知道你并不是唯一一个这样想的人。
A lot of people, most people in this postmodern age, think like that.
大部分人呢，在这个后现代时期呢，是这样想的。
You, whatever truth you believe is truth for you.
你所相信的真理，任何真理，都是真理。
So your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth. We'll respect each other.
然后你的真理呢，是你的真理；我的真理呢，是我的真理。我们这个互相尊敬，互相尊重对方的想法。
This is the trend of the postmodern thinking.
这是一个后现代想法，后现代时期想法的一个趋势。
It's not your thinking.
但它并不是你的想法。
You are influenced by the larger society.
你只是被这样的一个大的社会环境所影响了。
So don't take this as the truth either.
也不要把这个当做一个真理。
The word aletheia talks about a reality that's outside of us, outside of this material world.
真理这一词呢？是说我们和物质世界之外的真实的东西。
It goes beyond what we can see and touch.
它是在我们能看到、能触摸到的范围之外的东西。
It's the ultimate reality.
它是最终的真实。
It exists in its own way, with or without us.
它以自己的方式在我们中间或者我们之外存在着。
We don't validate the truth. The truth validates us.
我们不检验真理，真理验证我们。
We don't create the truth. The truth creates us.
我们不创造真理，真理创造我们。
We don't define the truth. The truth defines us.
我们不定义真理，真理定义我们。
The truth is something higher than us.
真理是比我们更高的东西。
So this is the first definition. Second one also means sincerity.
第二个呢是这个真理是诚意的意思。
The only way to worship God is to do so sincerely out of your heart.
所有的敬拜呢，都要从你的真心而来。
To worship God in truth means to worship Him sincerely for who He is, not out of other reasons.
在真理中敬拜神，就是要真心诚意地敬拜他，不是出于其他的原因。
People go to church for different reasons.
我们来教会呢，可能都有不同的原因。
Perhaps in the beginning we come for a community.
我们可能是为了这个中国人的这个社区而来。
Some people come for the food.
很多人是为了这个好的食物而来。
We maybe come to learn how to be a better person.
我们可能想要成为更好的人而来。
But at the end we all need to face God and answer this question.
但是到最后呢，我们都要面对神来回答这样的一个问题。
Are we worshiping Him sincerely for who He is?
我们真诚地敬拜神，是因为他是神吗？
Thirdly, the truth is also the divine truth revealed to men.
第三个这个定义呢，就是说，真理是向人启示的。
When we worship the God who was revealed to us in the Bible.
当我们敬拜的时候，真理向我们启示。我们敬拜的神是那个在圣经中向我们显现的神。
Not just one out of our imagination.
并不是我们想象中的神。
This guy.
Anybody 大家都
认识 know who he is? Come on. Okay. 暴露年龄 Okay. If you know who he is, then you're.Of a certain age, okay. Anyway, okay. So this is Kimutaku.
他是木村拓哉。
One of my favorite actors.
这是 Sarah 最喜欢的这个
one of
日本演员中的一个。
So in his drama, he would often play one kind of character.
在他的这个戏剧演出中呢，他经常扮演一些角色。
His characters are often smart.
他的这个角色基本上都是非常的聪明
，very rational，
非常的理智
，very professional，
非常的专业。
But inside his heart, he has all this passion for people.
但是在他的内心中呢，他有很大很大的这个激情。
Okay, so when you watch this drama, you will feel like, oh, this is what kind of person he is.
看他的这个戏剧呢，你可以看到，哦，这就是木村拓哉这个人是这样子的。
But if you have seen his talk shows,
但是如果你看到他的这个脱口秀
，you know he's not like that at all.
但是你就知道他完全不是这样的人。
A lot of young girls will have imagination and fantasy about, you know, their idols, their the entertainers that they like.
很多年轻的女孩呢。都是这个受电视剧中这个演员的影响，他们觉得这是他们喜欢的人。
But if the fans truly know who the actors are,
如果影迷真的知道，真的认识他的，真正的认识这个演员的话
，they might be very surprised and very disillusioned。
他们可能会非常非常的惊讶，这个演员并不是这样的人。
As we worship God，
作为敬拜神的人
，we know that one day we will meet him。
我们知道我们有一天会见到他。
So we also need to know who God really is。
我们就要知道神是谁，神真正的是谁。
And we gain that knowledge through the revealed truth。
我们通过真理来向我们显现这样的一个真理。
So instead of imagining who God is，
与其我们在想象神是谁
，we need to know from the Bible who God is。What he has done and what he wants from us.
我们要真正的从圣经中学习到神是谁，神想让我们做什么，他都为了我们做什么。
This is what it means to worship God in truth.
这也就是说诚实敬拜神的意义。
Sorry, you can't look at his wonderful face anymore. Okay, let's continue. Number four, Jesus is the physical representation of who God is.
第四点呢，就是说耶稣是神的实体。
Verse 25 to 26, the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he.
25到26节，妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那成为基督的要来。他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
We can't worship God without knowing who Jesus is.
我们不知道，如果我们不知道耶稣是谁，我们就无法真正的敬拜神。
Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
哥罗西书一章十五节说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
So it is when we accept Jesus in his life, death, ascension, and his second coming, and that's when we can truly know God.
只有当我们接受耶稣的出生、生命、死亡、升天和再来的时候，我们才能真正的认识神和他对我们的一个计划。
Jesus said this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章六节说，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And we can also turn this statement around to say that any attempt of trying to know God without Jesus will lead to no success.
我们也可以说，任何试图不借着基督耶稣来敬拜神的都不会成功。
Now we have learned the four points about God. We want to go into each point and see how we can share them with other people.
现在我们已经学习了关于神是谁的这四点，现在让我们来看一下每一点都如何与他人建立这样的一个联系。
So if God's love knows no boundary, then we need to learn that too.
如果神知道人与人之间是没有界限的，那我们也应该这样知道这样的事情。
Jesus broke the boundary when he spoke with the Samaritan woman.
当耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人说话的那一刻，他就打破了这个界限。
He did something Jewish people don't do.
他做了犹太人不会做的事情。
We may have boundaries that we set up in our hearts or in our minds about other people.
我们也许在我们的观念中呢，与他人也画了这样的界限。
Not only did Jesus break the boundary, he did so effectively.
但是耶稣基督非常有效地打破了这个界限。
Jesus understood her language.
耶稣基督很理解这个撒玛利亚人是从哪里来。
He started out by talking about water.
他开始是从和撒玛利亚妇人说到这个水。
Because that's what she's there for.
这是因为撒玛利亚妇人到这里来的原因就是为了水。
Then they were talking about how to get water.
然后他们开始谈论怎么能拿到这个水。
And at the right time, he shifted the topic to thirst.
最后呢，耶稣把这个话题转变到渴。
Talking about her spiritual needs.
也就是说她的属灵的需求。
When we help our brothers and sisters to know God more, we need to understand their language and their worldview as well.
当我们帮助弟兄姐妹来更多的认识神的时候，我们需要了解他们的想法和他们的世界观。
We do this by listening and understanding where they're coming from.
我们通过听别人的讲话来了解他们。
The principle of communication is a paradox.
彼此交流的原则呢，其实是一个悖论。
The more we speak, the less effective our words are.
当我们说的越多的时候，我们的话语就没有那么的有效果。
And the opposite is true.
与之相反。
The more we listen, the more effective our words are.
当我们听的和问的越多，我们的话语反而更有力量。
Secondly, God satisfies our deepest spiritual thirst, which cannot be quenched by material or emotional gains.
第二点呢，就是说，唯有神的爱能满足灵里的需求。
Jesus addressed this Samaritan woman's problem by pointing to the fact that she has had five husbands.
耶稣解决了撒玛利亚妇人真正的问题，就是她感觉到很空虚。
He addressed her real problem is that she feels empty. Yeah, when someone needs help materially or emotionally, aside from helping them with what they need, we always need to offer the person of Jesus Christ.
当有人需要物质上或者是情感上的帮助的时候呢，除了帮助他们所需要的，我们最应该做的是帮助他们认识耶稣基督。
Because only God can satisfy their deepest spiritual needs.
因为只有神才能真正的满足他们属灵上的需求。
This also means that people who seem to have it made may still be lacking on the deepest spiritual level.
这也意味着那些已经可能信了主的人，也许仍然在最深的属灵的需求里面仍有缺乏。
And there are people who, you know, seem to be very successful, have a good family, but that doesn't mean they don't have spiritual thirst.
那些非常非常成功的人，他们有很好的职业，很好的家庭，并不代表他们在属灵里面是没有缺乏的。
The Samaritan woman did not ask for help.
这个撒玛利亚妇人并没有寻求帮助。
In fact, Jesus asked her to help.
其实是耶稣来问她有没有需要。
But Jesus saw her needs.
但是耶稣看到了她的需求。
Some needs are obvious, some needs are not obvious.
有些需求呢是显而易见的，有些需求则不是。
Some cries for help are obvious, some are not.
我们
Some cries for help.
很多人呢是哭着来诉求，他们需要帮助。
We may be able to offer help to fulfill their superficial needs, but only God can fulfill their deepest needs.
我们可以提供帮助来满足他们表面上的需求，但只有神才能满足他们最深的灵里的需求。
Point three, we were looking at.That God does not want His worshippers to worship Him in formality in our appearance.
第三点呢，我们可以看到神要爱他的人用心灵和诚实敬拜他。
Jesus confronted the Samaritan woman.
耶稣面对这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候
，He said it doesn't matter where you worship God.
他说在哪里敬拜神不是最重要的。
You got to realize what the real way is.
你要意识到真正的路是什么。
We can only meet God through spirit and truth.
我们只能通过心灵和诚实来面对神。
The focus is not the method.
重要的并不是这个方法。
Or our behavior.
或者是外在的表现形式。
But the person of Jesus.
是来用心感受神。
He said, I who speak to you am he.
这和你说话的就是他。
It's not about coming to church.
这并不是说关于 来到教会里面。
It's not about helping others.
不是关乎帮助别人。
When we encourage someone to come closer to God, we encourage that person to meet God through spirit and truth.
当我们鼓励别人靠近神的时候，我们是要鼓励那人用心灵和诚实来爱我们的神。
Before we go on to point four, let's read the rest of this, scriptures from 27 to 42.
我们现在来读一下经文27节到42节。
当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。 这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可是真的。我差你们去收那没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。”那城里这撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他们在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了，便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。 OK。Point four.
第四点。
Because Jesus is the physical representation of God.
因为耶稣是道成肉身来到世上。
Oh, sorry. 。We need to draw people not to us, but to Jesus Himself.
我们需要让更多的人来认识耶稣，而不是来认识我们自己。
The Samaritan woman served as a medium.
撒玛利亚人就像一个媒介一样。
She drew people closer to Jesus.
她呼召更多人来认识耶稣。
Her testimony served as a stepping stone to Jesus.
她的见证就像一个垫脚石一样，让更多的人靠近耶稣。
She went and told people in verse 28. It says that she left her water jar and went back to town.
她在四章二十八节说。他离开去告诉他认识的人，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去。
In verse 9, she says, "Come see a man who told me everything I did."
二十九节说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Come see a man.
你们来看，
有一个人，
有一个人。
Okay. So this is the point.People believed her because of her testimony.
这就是大家为什么相信，就是因为她的见证。
Later on, we see that because of this, they all came to listen to Jesus.
因为她，所有的人都来听耶稣的。
And verse 42, we see that people actually develop a personal relationship with Jesus because at the end, they said that, we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
四十二节，人们开始与耶稣建立个人的这样的关系，是因为这个人真是救世主。
What happened at the end is that because of his words, many more became believers.
在经文的最后呢，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
The end point of leading someone to Christ is for that person to develop a personal relationship with Jesus.
带领别人认识耶稣基督，是为了让那人和耶稣基督建立个人的关系。
The most successful mentors just disappear into the background.
最成功的导师呢，最终都不会被再需要了。
We all need to be given Jesus.
我们都需要被别人给予耶稣。
We all need to give Jesus to others.
我们也都需要把耶稣带给别人。
Jesus said to them, and Jesus also says to us today.Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the field. They are white for harvest.
耶稣那时对他们说，现在也对我们说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经成熟了，可以收割了。
Our theme this year is empowering others.
我们今年的主题呢，是彼此激励，灵命晋升。
Christianity is never a religion that can be practiced by a lone ranger.
基督教从来都不是一个独行侠的教义。
It is a faith that is based on a community.
它是一个基于在一个社区团体的信仰。
Hebrews 10:25 tells us to never give up meeting together.
希伯来书十章二十五节告诉我们说，不可停止聚会。
That's why it's important to have spiritual friends.
这就是为什么我们有灵性的朋友是
属灵的伙伴。
属灵的伙伴如此重要。
Someone to guide us and to encourage us.
有些人可以鼓励和引导我们。
To spur us onward to be closer to God.
可以激励我们与神亲近。
As well, someone whom we can encourage and guide.
以及我们可以鼓励和指导别人。
Someone that we can spur on towards being closer to God.
我们可以激励他人与神亲近。
We probably all have friends at church.
我们也许在教会里面都有朋友。
But we may not all have spiritual friends.
但我们可能不是每一个人都有属灵的朋友。
We may talk to our friends about our family and our careers.
我们也许与朋友谈论我们的家庭事业。
But may not necessarily have the opportunity to talk about our spiritual growth and struggles.
但我们不可能不是和每一个和我们属和我们的朋友说我们在属灵上的成长和困难。
This year we're going to do this together as a church.
今年呢，我们要在教会里面一起做这件事情。
We're going to find people that we're comfortable with and form a spiritual friendship with them.
我们要在教会找到那个我们相处融洽的朋友，建立属灵上的友谊。
And the sermon topic this year will help you do that.
今年的讲道会帮助大家来做进这件事情。
Let's have Timothy come and lead the response hymn.
我们现在请提摩太弟兄来带领我们回应诗歌。